Welcome to the Electronic Entertainment Expo Extravaganza, only on GamingUncensored.com.
Hey, what is up? Welcome to some bonus content for E3 2019. That's right. It just keeps on going. So quick preface here. We're about to do a roundtable, but there was a couple of things that we wanted to make sure we got out before we did the roundtable that would give some context to some of the stuff that we're going to talk about on the roundtable. Specifically, that is our boy Cabbage calling in to the voicemail line with some thoughts. And so we're going to talk about these things more with Cabbage here in just a little bit, but we want to make sure that you had the context here. So this episode is going to be two quick segments from our boy Cabbage talking about some stuff from E3, specifically about Final Fantasy VII Remake that we'll get into more with him. And as an extra bonus on top of that, we've also got a quick call from our boy Mikeums, who's been around for a long time. We love the guy. Sent him some segments back in the day here to just quickly say hello and give us some other friendly, constructive criticism as we ask for. And so love both of you guys, Cabbage and Mikeums. Thanks for being around. And as always, you can call the voicemail line too, 509-GAME-210. Leave us a message. Remember, it cuts you off after 3 minutes, but we'll piece it together if you call back. So yeah, here is Cabbage and Mikeums. Enjoy.
Hey guys, it's Cabbage. So I'm like listening backwards through the E4 episodes because you dudes made a lot of episodes. So like, I don't know everything you talk about, but I got stuff to talk about. I know we're probably going to do a round table, and it's kind of spoiling if you're going to ask what my game of the show is. But before I say what it is, I have to paint a picture for you, just so you understand the scope, how I feel about this game. If you would have told 12 or 13-year-old me that in 2019, if you just hold out, little buddy, just stick around, it is 2019 E3, Final fucking Fantasy VII Remake is going to not only be a thing, but it's going to be shown. And it's going to be like a photorealistic, just ripping your fucking imagination of what that game looked like in your head. Just put it in the new console and you can play it. And that's not even my most anticipated game. You want to know what it is? They're like, only I'm excited about, but that's okay. Fucking Kakarot, bitches. They made the dream game of childhood Ian. They made the open world Dragon Ball game. You get to fly around as Goku with Piccolo's in your party. You get to camp. You get to cook. You get to fish with your tail. You get to do side quests. You got to fight Red Ribbon Army robots. By the way, does that mean they're going to go through Cell Saga? They better go through goddamn Cell Saga. You get to play through Dragon Ball Z. And you get to just be Goku, and the combat looks like fun, and it's literally just everything I imagined when I was little. I always dreamed of a game, but it never happened, and now whoever the fuck's making it, I'm sorry. Whoever you are making it is like, hey, here's a game. Have game you want as kid. Here it is. Like, oh my god. And then if you tell me that there's going to be a third-person Star Wars game, I would not even be that excited about it. This is the most, like, childhood E3 and Circle Jerk Fest, the bad combination thing. I'm a go. Alright, it's Capt again. I'm listening to Square Enix episode, and you guys are old curmudgeons, and it's dumb. Listen, why would you prefer... I grew up with Final Fantasy VII, okay? I love the game, but the combat is boring. It's just boring. We liked it at the time because it's what you had. And because you couldn't have big 3D, you know, action games where you did all these complicated stuff with abilities and items. And that's why there was turn-based. we've gotten past the turn base. I understand it's nostalgia. You want it to be, you know, just kind of a, like, HD version of the game, but it plays the same. But I don't want that. I want it to be a remake. And they're trying to do best of both worlds. They're doing, like, tactical stuff. But, you know, yeah, there's action combat. It's like, oh, I have to, like, keep slashing to build up my meter. I don't want to do that. I don't understand the difference between waiting and just holding X for each character to get to their selection, and then you just hold X to hit attack. Or else maybe sometimes, oh, this time I'm going to use an item. Like, what? I don't understand you guys. Wouldn't you rather have a combat system where you're dodging and rolling around and jumping and doing all kinds of crazy slashes, and then you get to do your tactical stuff with your different assignments and items and abilities? I can't. Why?
This is Mikeums, checking in, as per your request. As also per your request, you suck. you should put a clip together of all everyone's check-ins. All right, later, man. Long time no see, long time listener. I've submitted a few segments. It's been a while, but maybe I'll submit one. I don't know. But you suck, and have a nice day, and love the podcast. Love you guys. Keep it up, man.
Random handicapped guy in the middle of nowhere. Only on Gaming Uncensored.